This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You need surgery.
Bisexuality.
Bisexual.
I'm bisexual.
Bisexual.
Triple bypass.
Bisexual.
Bisexual.
Bisexuality.
Bisexuality.
The best of both worlds.
Triple bypass.
Triple bypass.
Triple bypass on Joy 94.9.
I don't know how, I don't know why, but I like ladies and I like guys. I realize it's a surprise, but now I see that that's just me. It's not like I even tried. So if you ask me how I'm doing, I'm getting by, I'm getting by. Oh yeah, I'm letting my bi-flag fly. Not gonna hide it, not gonna lie. I'm a bi kind of guy, there's no reason to be shy. My oh my, it's a fact I can't deny. I'm bi, bi, bi until the day I die. Now some may say, oh, you're just gay. Why don't you just go gay all the way? But that's not it, cause bi's legit. Whether you're a he or a she, we might be a perfect fit. And one more thing, I tell you what, being bi does not imply that you're a player or a slut. Sure, I like sex.
Please make him stop.
But I'm no hoe, I take things slow until I feel at ease. So if you ask me how, it's not a phase, I'm not confused, not indecisive, I don't have the gotta choose blues. I don't care if you wear high heels or a tie, you might just catch my eye because I'm definitely bi. Intellectual to get that I'm bisexual.
Never gets old, at least not for me. You're listening to Triple Bypass. We'd like to say thank you to Urban Dreaming for a fantastic show. We also want to Triple Bypass acknowledges the traditional owners of this land, the Kulin Nation, and we pay our respects to the elders past, present and emerging. We also pay our respects to the brother boys and sister girls of the Indigenous LGBTI community. This is Triple Bypass, the show that puts the B in LGBTIQ. My name's Ruby.
My name is James.
And I'm Jess.
Hooray!
We put the B in. We just sort of we just point at it. We just sort of point. It's like, yeah, see?
We circle it. We wear the bees. We are the bees. We are the bees in LGBT.
Sprinkle some glitter on it. So make it a bit more visible.
All the glitters. Well, as long as it's biodegradable, because that's a big thing now.
Biodegradable. I like the way you even said that.
Biodegradable. Of course. I hadn't even noticed. I'm just pulling these out from nowhere. It's a really common sound. Anyway.
But the real thing is that biodegradable. See, we're good for the country. We're good for the land.
It's
we're good
true.
For the community.
We rot really well, which is what you really want. We don't just hang around forever.
Exactly. We come and we go.
Exactly. But we're really fun at festivals.
Sometime in the future, we'll be bionic.
Mm. Oh, I love it. I love it. See, we really are going. And in that case, if we're all going to be turning into bionics, everyone will be bi.
Oh, I like that. That's the bi agenda.
That is the bi agenda. That is the bi plus agenda. Now, this is the first show we've had where it's just been the team for a little while, so we're going to be doing a bit of a chat about some bi stuff that's been happening. There's been actually quite a few quite exciting things that have been happening in the bi stratosphere, the international bi plus community.
So I feel like we should have sort of a news theme. Dun, 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 dun. Bi, action news.
It's not really action-y. If you guys have had any news, you can get in touch with us by shooting us a message on 0427-JOY949 or emailing us at onair@joy.org.au. And as always, you can find us on Twitter at Triple Bypass. That is B-I, not B-Y. We're not surgeons. You can also find us on Facebook at Triple Bypass on Joy. We've been posting up some pretty sweet stuff every day that we can. And But to start off, I suppose that is, of course, the song we were playing before is one of our beloved theme songs, Getting By, from the show Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, which I feel, here's some good news. This show has now cemented itself as the best show ever because a third character has come out as bisexual.
There aren't that many bisexuals in the world.
I know.
So unrealistic.
I mean, three altogether at the one place? Who would have thought?
In the same friendship group?
Three bisexuals together in the same room?
Yeah. So Valencia, who's played by Gabrielle Ruiz, is seen as having has a girlfriend. The show does a bit of a time skip. That actually works quite well. I'm not always a big fan of time skips in shows. Is it Battlestar Galactica? The remake did it really well. But segue. and so she now has a girlfriend. And the writers have confirmed that she is bisexual, she's not becoming a lesbian. She is bi. And they were saying that when they were kind of working with, they really wanted this character to have her own love interest because she'd been kind of seen as like the other woman for a long time. And then when they were talking about it, they're like, well, why wouldn't she be with a woman? And it's interesting to see because they've also got that duality where they've got a few characters like Daryl who comes out by singing this song, Getting By, you know, and where it's a huge part of his identity. While with Valencia, it is literally just about the person she's with. So it's not as big an explosion, but it's very explicit.
Which are both valid approaches.
Absolutely. And if anyone wants to know what the third character is, it's Maya, who's one of the little office girls who, when Daryl comes out with that song, she's like, I'm so excited because I'm also bisexual and it's so great. This is a really exciting community. And Daryl's like, shut up, Maya.
It'll be really interesting to see how they portray bisexuality on the show. I haven't watched it, so I'm not sure. But I'm really interested to have a look and see how they portray and with all the different characters as well. How are they going to portray all the different elements of bisexuality? It's going to be very interesting.
One of the best things is they have them as people.
That's what I mean.
They're actually...
In many ways, they are.
They're not bionic yet.
They're full three-dimensional characters that have, you know, flaws and but don't play into stereotypes. And I do really feel like the creators of the show have just been like, we're going to single-handedly reverse bi erasure just by upping the average of bi characters so much that the averages will just all even out. I'm a big fan of that. And also, I'm not sure any of you guys have seen, but there's a show on ABC iView called Kiki and Kitty. And Kiki and Kitty is basically about an Indigenous woman who her vagina is basically becomes a person, like is personified by this amazing woman who wears, you know, bright pink glitter and drinks martinis.
That's definitely what my vagina would be like.
And tells her to get a grip. Oh, I hope so. And what I loved about this show was that, again, everyone check it out. It's on iView. Each episode's 11 minutes and it's incredible. But at one point, you know, the vagina is convincing Kiki to go and like have some sex and just have fun and like do it, like get out of her comfort zone a bit because she doesn't really go out much. And when they had her going through all these different, a montage of exploration, they had, you know, at one point she was making out with a girl and her vagina was there being like, yes, in
the
background.
Oh my God, that's
and
awesome.
They also managed to do a really lovely little inclusion of non-binary, which I really loved, where when Kiki goes to talk to her grandmother saying she's being haunted by a vagina ghost, and I was like, oh, is she here? She goes, how do you know it was a she? She goes, well, you're a she, unless you think you're a he, or you are a he, or you're non-binary. And I was like, I love it. I love it so much.
That's awesome. And coming from the grand too, that's perfect.
So I'm not sure if any of the actors in it are bisexual or queer, but that's how to be an ally. Just like, because it's not, you know, they don't make a big deal of it. They just mention that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It just is. Like, it doesn't need to be a big song and dance about things. It just is, and we can just let it be.
But then I made a big song and dance about it being in the show.
Yeah, because we didn't have enough of it out there.
We've got another one, though. I mean, it happened a month or two ago now. It's slightly old news, but Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Where the actress who plays Rosa came out like a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
And the writers were like, okay, fine, we'll write them in the show and make your character bi as well. And they did.
Well, actually, she'd actually gone to the writers and said she thought there should be a bisexual character in the show. And they're like, we've actually been ready for this. We've been looking. And so she had a lot of input into exactly how it was portrayed, which is why it was honestly one of the most realistic, I'm not sure, relations, because again, she just comes out, she goes, I'm bi, which is generally, you know, or I'm pan, or like, that's how people say it. We don't say, I don't like labels. I just like, I like the person, not the genitals. Like, those things are both true in a lot of ways, but there's, you know, we're the only sexuality that apparently doesn't want to label itself.
I think a lot of that does come from I think a lot of that does because we don't want to be labeled as the wrong thing.
Yeah.
But at the same time, we tend to label ourselves a lot
in the current climate too, because we don't have enough visibility and we need to make sure that we're well known in this community. So, yeah, we kind of do need to have those labels until we get recognition. Mm-hmm. And then we can take the labels away because it won't matter anymore because we've made our stand.
Yes. And the actress who plays Rose Diaz is Stephanie Beatrice. She's amazing. This is great. I'm a big fan of her. Also, her voice is a lot higher pitched than it appears in the show. But I agree. I think often when you kind of see characters that are written as being multigender attracted without ever, or like, you know, who manage to avoid labeling themselves, generally they have not had much interaction, I think, or been written by bisexual people. They haven't had much interaction with that. Yeah. So I think there's that kind of misunderstanding.
Yep.
And that's, again, this whole idea of, is that ignorance or is that actually erasure. Prejudice? Mm. So that's something that, you know, we can look into. But before that, so I thought, so there's a video game that I've played called Dragon Age 2. And in
all your nerd is coming out tonight.
That's the sequel to Dragon Age 1, I believe.
Dragon Age Origins, actually. Don't test me. But so what was interesting is, so in the Dragon Age series and all the games played by the studio, you can romance particular characters. And the romances will depend on the gender of the character you play. In Dragon Age 2, all the possible love interests were open to whether you play as a male or a female main character. And people were like, that's not realistic. And it's like, you know, there would not be four bisexuals in a friendship group. Now, having in the last year or so managed to expand my friendship group to be almost exclusively bi and pansexual, it's like, oh, you silly fools, we are everywhere.
It's interesting because there's actually a bit of a movement around that, because that's referred to as a character being player sexual, where it's like whatever gender your character happens to be, you know, the characters will be wooable.
I'm in love with a troll.
That's a word.
That's it.
Do it.
I'm in love with a troll.
Trolls are great. I mean, like, you know, as long as they've got a good character
but,
and good hair.
But yeah, there's actually a movement amongst some people to sort of to talk to game developers and say, could you make characters who are actually like explicitly bisexual as opposed to just being
player sexual,
being convenient?
Yeah. Well, because it's true, because like one of the characters, like if you play as a male when you romance him, he references that he's been with a guy before, but if you play as a female, he doesn't mention that. And it's just like, oh, come on. And but in the next game, they managed to have, again, so they had characters where their sexuality was a lot more part of their character as opposed to just what was convenient for the player. But again, the few characters that were open to being romanced by either gender did not at any point talk about that as a thing, while the explicitly homosexual male and female characters both made a point of saying, this is what I like, this is the only thing I like. In fact, for one case, you know, he'd had this whole conflict with his father and it was a whole story thing, which is great. And like, you know, for example, he shouldn't be made bi. He's very much a gay guy, and there's a whole thing with mods, and it's all very nerdy stuff.
There's a wonderful transgender character in the third game as well.
Krem. Krem is. And that is, like, so that's a assigned female birth character, and I think that was really handled. I remember seeing this really beautiful write-up. There was someone saying that, you know, they are a trans man, and they had a friend, and so his friend had asked, so, for you, is it like, so there's this character in this game I'm playing, is that what it's like for you? And so this man like looked into the character and was like, yeah, actually. And so then, you know, his friend just went and studied the game and replayed all the scenes and basically was like talking to him about like, is this what happens with you? Like, this is what's talking in the game. And so I think in a lot of ways that kind of media can be such a great tool for people who are trying to understand how to help their friends.
When it's done in the right way, of course.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It was done in the right, I think.
Yeah.
Like, it was not exact. I think the one people wanted the player character to be able to also say, oh, I'm also trans. Mm. I think, but that as far as like the trans representation, it clearly had actually done a lot of work into looking at how dysphoria, like, you know, affected him when he was younger. Yeah. Like, he talked about pretending to shave with his dad and stuff like that, and how it is from childhood as opposed
to. And if when you're talking to the sort of leader of the group that Krem is a part of, you misgender Krem, the leader says, no. He is a man.
Yeah, and like, you know, and there's a whole point about that as well. It's like how to be a good ally. It's good stuff. BioWare has been pretty great about that stuff, actually.
Well,
that explains it, doesn't it? That's the secret. I can find. It all makes sense.
It's called BioWare, not GayAware.
It's Adam and Eve. All right, guys, we're going to be going to Girls Like Girls by Hayley Kiyokori. Then we'll be right back. You're listening to Triple Bypass. Stay tuned. This is Joy 94.9.
break. Ow, got you fussing, got you worried, scared to let your guard down.
Guys, you're listening to Triple Bypass. We're here for the bis, the pans, the queers, and all of you multi-gender attracted loving babes, and all of our friends too. My name's Ruby.
I'm James.
And I'm Jess.
We were just previously chatting about how Crazy Ex-Girlfriend has cemented itself as the greatest bi representation show of all time, because there are now three openly bisexual characters, one of which has an entire song, which is one more song than every other bisexual character I've known.
Oh no, but it couldn't lead to the extinction of heterosexuality in our media.
Heterosexuality is a myth. It doesn't exist. I've never met a heterosexual.
Yeah, heterosexuals just haven't met the right boy and or girl and or non-binary person yet.
Exactly. So that song was Girls Like Girls by Hayley Kiyoko, which I'm quite a fan of. I know, and I do apologise if that was a bit intense at parts. The song is actually talking about a woman who is dating a girl who is already in a relationship, and he's not a big fan when he finds out. But they run away together on, I think she dinks her on her bike, and they ride off into the sunset. And it's beautiful. And the video clip's really cute. And so is she. So what we have... So we've been going over some of the big bi news that's been happening around since we've been having so many incredible guests on the show for the last weeks. So we just haven't really had a chat just about what's happening in our space. So some big news that has come through is that Gay Star News launched the Bi Manifesto recently. So that was in January. So the Bi Manifesto... I think it was actually on James's birthday.
That's right. I got a manifesto for my birthday.
A bi manifesto. What more could you ask for?
Pink, purple, and blue wrapping paper.
Beautiful. And so the bi manifesto is, as well as the manifesto itself, it's actually a landing page on the site, which is just full of news for multigender attract people. So on the landing page, we've got a story about a pansexual student who gave out flowers on Valentine's Day. We've got one about the plight of bisexual refugees who are often rejected from asylum in the UK.
That's happened in Australia, in fact.
Well, because often you're asked to prove. Like, I think at one point in the UK, they asked someone who claimed to be gay, like who said he was gay, to name a Madonna song because, of course, gay culture is Western white pop pop icons. But, of course, if you ask to prove your bisexuality, depending on the number of relationships you've had, you know, proving your sexuality in general is a load of bollocks. Also, there's an article about how Richard Pryor's wife confirmed that Richard Pryor had sex with Marlon Brando. So,
lucky Richard Pryor.
And in her own words, he'd fuck anything. Anything. Mm-hmm. There, it does say it.
It does say that.
italics and everything.
Yeah, there's an article about a student who came out as how going to Pride at University inspired him to come out as bisexual. Oh, wow. And there's also an article by our Australia's very own Misty Farquhar, which was about the high visibility, increased bi visibility in Western Australia.
I believe Misty Farquhar has been on this very program.
Oh, Misty has definitely been on this program. I fangirled. It was incredible. If you do want to check out that program, you can find it on, it is available as a podcast, as are our more recent shows as well. So we've been chatting, we talked with, last week, James and Jess talked to Camille,
yep.
Camille Gierick.
Yeah,
about family violence. And before that, we spoke with queer writer Giselle Nguyen about, you know, writing in the queer space and coming out to her conservative Vietnamese family.
Yep.
So, you know, and if you want to check out any of that, it's all available on iTunes. It's also available on joy.org.au/triplebypass or your favourite podcasting platform. If you do check us out on iTunes, don't forget to shoot us a rate and review. It just helps other people be able to find the source. And also, as always, tell your friends. If you've got any friends who just want to know a bit more about bisexuality or pansexuality.
Tell everyone about it. It's not just, don't limit yourself to just your friends. Tell everyone. Tell your teachers. Tell your grandparents.
Tell the bus driver.
The bus driver. Just
absolutely.
Yeah, everyone.
And also, because, you know, why settle for visibility when we can also be audible? Oh, see what I did there? That's not even a pun. That's just being clever. Now, there's also, of course, the manifesto itself, which is 8 parts. So, the first, bisexuality is real. What do you think about that? Do you reckon that's... Is that reasonable?
Yeah.
Gee, where's the proof in that, I wonder?
I like that that's number one, because like, let's just establish that, yes, it's real. It's yes. A real thing.
Number two is that bisexuality does not equate disloyalty to our communities or to our partners, which I think is also really important. And so that's basically talking about the fact that often we kind of, there's an idea that, you know, if you're bisexual, you're somehow like a traitor, especially if you're if you start to date someone who appears to be of the opposite gender, whatever that happens to be. Also that we can't be... But number three was that bisexual people are not defined by their current partner or their relationship.
Yes.
Just ticking all the boxes.
Yes.
Bisexuality is not binary. A little louder for the people in the back. Thank you. I know so many non-binary people who are bi and just like find this idea of someone saying, well, you can't be bi, you must be pan. They're like, I'm pretty sure I know. Pretty sure I should have got it under control.
Yeah.
Number five, bisexual people are not here for the pleasure of others.
Unless they choose to be.
And then that's the pleasure for people they choose to be the pleasure of, not
exactly.
Just a general community. So on a side note for this one, so there was a little bit of an uproar a little while ago when Twitter blocked image and video searches on the hashtag bisexual. I wrote a piece on the Huffington Post about that.
Awesome.
But basically, I can't see out there in Radioland, but I'm rolling my eyes hard.
So hard I can see. It's all white. Now, so basically what Twitter finally came forward and said was that they've been blocking tweets on images and videos that were linked with mature or adult like hashtags. So, which of course means that it's again the idea of bisexuality being a fetish or a sex act, which is just not. But so the hashtag bisexual is back up there because they were reminded that that's we're a community and not just here to make porn. And if you know, again, there's nothing wrong with that, but that's not what all of us are about. I have like the sex drive of a lazy slug at the moment. So, so for me, just too much work, honestly.
And I've done too much information.
Number six, bisexual people deserve representation.
Yes.
Yes.
I think that's fair.
That's why we're here. Thanks, Joy. Number seven, bisexual health matters need more attention. Absolutely.
Yes.
And of course,
our funding would be good too.
Funding would be good too.
Because then we would have the research to actually back that, because the little research we do have does back that.
And we are looking into that as well. So I think in the UK particularly, there's a lot of research coming out, which is really exciting, because they've managed to recognise biphobia as a hate crime, which means they can now go research the conditions that lead to that. And number eight is that bisexual voices need to be included to and listened to. And if you're listening, dear listener, you've already ticked off one of those boxes.
Well done, you.
Give yourself a pat on the back. Both shoulders.
or all three shoulders.
Or all of your shoulders.
All your shoulders.
And so I think that, so I'm quite a fan of that. I think that's pretty good. There's also a nice little article about a famous New Zealand goose who was a blind polyamorous bisexual.
Interspecies bisexual as well.
Yeah,
was in a relationship with two swans.
Fluidity, my friend. Fluidity.
Obviously, that goose was doing something real right. Mm. You know, I would assume from that goose had it going on and is actually going to be buried with their partners. So I thought I like that New Zealand is very much like, we will support this goose in the choices that, you know, in everything about the life that he has had. We'll be right back after this short break, guys. So stay tuned. You're listening to Joy 94.9 and this is, of course, Triple Bypass. That's right, this is Joy 94.9 and you're tuned into Triple Bypass, here for the P's, the B's and the Q's. That's Bi, Pan and Queer. My name's Ruby.
I'm James.
And I'm Jess.
we have been chatting over some of the good news that's been happening over the last a few months
And that was Postmodern Jukebox, by the way, doing their cover of Katy Perry's I Kissed a Girl.
They do some amazing covers.
I've kissed a girl. I definitely need to do it again.
I have kissed at least 3.7 girls in the last year and a half.
Is the 0.7 based on what?
We just didn't quite, you know.
Didn't quite get there?
Yeah. You know, okay. I'm not sure if I want to call it like a kiss, or if it was more just like, did I accidentally just brush the wrong part of the face with my mouth?
Did you kind of headbutt her? You kind of headbutted her, didn't you?
Kind of. Yeah. And by kind of,
Liverpool kiss doesn't count.
It does if you happen to be in or if she's from Liverpool. So we've been talking about some of the good news that's been happening out over the last few months, really. So we've had some incredible guests on the show, including over the last few months. We haven't really had a chance to just catch up on the news. So Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, one of our favourite shows from the song, which has our theme song, Getting By on it, has had their third character become canonically bisexual with Valencia. We had talked about Kiki and Kitty, which is an incredible show on ABC, which is an indigenous indigenous program about a woman and her vagina, who's played by another woman who wears a lot of pink and drinks a lot of martinis. We've also been chatting about the launch of the Bi Manifesto on Gay Star News, which is not just a manifesto, but a whole page. Now, if you want to get in touch with some news that you might have heard, if you're a big fan of Thomas the Blind Polyamorous Bisexual Goose, who passed recently, you can shoot us a message on 0427JOY949 or email us at onair@joy.org.au or shoot us a message at triplebypass@joy.org.au. You can also catch James, who's manning the Twitter sphere, at Triple Bypass. Or find us on Facebook, also at Triple Bypass. We are slowly but very surely taking over.
We're everywhere.
The reason that we are playing I Kissed a Girl is because earlier this year, in an interview with Glamour, Katy Perry said that she would probably rewrite the lyrics if she wrote the song again today, because it's been about 10 years since she wrote that song.
Mm. And it's really interesting because she has said, like, not even that long ago, like only like 2 or 3 years ago, she defended it and said, no, if you're offended, you just want to be offended, blah, 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 blah. And it's just funny that something shifted and she said, yeah, I probably have done it differently today.
Well, she said as well, because she's come out and said that she not only kissed a girl, but she'd actually did a bit more than that, but she had a religious upbringing and she was a part of that she really tried to suppress. But what she said was that we've really changed conversationally in the past 10 years and that bisexuality wasn't really talked about back then. James begs to differ. He was leading a discussion group. It was being talked about once a month. So she was saying if I had to write the song again, she'd probably make an edit to it. So she thinks it has a couple of stereotypes. And your mind can change and you grow so much, and that what's true for you is that their opinions can evolve.
I guess when she did the song, though, she needed something that was just going to really bust through a lot of stereotypes, and her singing a song about kissing girls was going to do that. And I guess to some degree she wanted that shock factor to get the message across, and now that we've sort of cracked that eggshell, now we're, you know, it's much more well talked about, but through that we've got a better understanding about it as well.
I'm more of a Jill Sobule fan myself. The song of the same name.
I guess for me, I feel that when I was younger, it was always more acceptable for girls to kiss girls in an idea that it wasn't actually romance, that, you know, girls could be in relationships and do the same. And I think that was kind of playing on that mentality, and I'm glad that Katie's evolved on that opinion, because people can change. We actually have had a Joy membership received from Mark from Cheltenham. Mark is an absolute legend and a gun and my favourite person of the evening.
Thank you so much for becoming
You've conquered Thomas the Goose, man.
I know, and Thomas was hard because Thomas and his two swan partners raised 68 signets together. So
if only it had been one more.
now.
But now, if you want to help out and become a member or show us a donation, because of course Joy is run entirely by volunteers. We are fiercely independent. I was going to say I'm a very fiercely independent woman, but that just kind of comes to mind.
On a fiercely independent radio station.
Yeah. And if you want to help us continue to be that way, you can jump onto joy.org.au and find the donate button or become a member. You also have an option to pick a show you happen to like when you do that. So if you happen to like our show, it's good to let the higher-ups know. People are listening and engaged. So I thought it's interesting, because I think what Katy was kind of demonstrating really was saying that she can change is that there's a big difference between, like, ignorance and extreme prejudice. And I feel that, you know, when you've kind of in a space where I personally feel you know, the gays are salty and the bis are bitter. I feel that sometimes, you know, we get so used to kind of the microaggression of hearing ourselves kind of removed from conversations, of hearing people talk about homophobia and transphobia and forgetting that biphobia is a thing and that people can be non-binary, like NB-phobic as well. And so I feel that that was kind of that understanding that people honestly have not had that much exposure to bi people because of the lack of visibility. Yeah. So they can't be expected to know what they've never heard of.
Well, that's the thing. And also because bisexuals have such a low rate of being out to people around them as well, relatively speaking.
30-something percent.
Yeah.
Compared to like 75 if you're gay or a lesbian.
Yeah. Mm. So I think a lot of people have friends possibly even or in relationships with people who are bisexual but who aren't comfortable coming out because of all of the various baggage and prejudice around it.
I think what makes me a bit sad as well is that it's harder to have, like, to throw a party when you come out as bi. Like, you know, I think we need to change that. I personally would like to make a promise right now that if you decide to come out as bi and you want to throw a party, we'll rock up and we'll play some banging sweet tunes. We'll
bring the flag and I have pink, purple and blue feather boas.
James does. We actually did host something recently, which is why I can promise you this, because I know we did it without setting anything on fire, which is my biggest concern because I get very worried and I pace a lot and the friction can just start to...
And there were irons as well.
There were irons.
Hot irons, and we did not burn anything.
And we made precious things with beads, and we were very biased. We're doing it biased with beads, and I didn't choke on anything either with the beads. Because when I get nervous, it's a bit of an ASD thing. You just kind of like start to put things in your mouth, and you just like look. They all had holes.
So you would have been all right.
They were life. It's like, you know, lifesavers have holes in them, so you don't choke.
And that was with the help of Yvette Turnbull, who was also a guest on our show a few weeks ago. So you can check that out in the podcast as well.
You can check out that podcast again, which is at joy.org.au/triplebypass. We're hoping that was the first ever bi midsummer event.
Yeah.
Which was really exciting. And it was a really fun turnout.
There were so many people. It was awesome.
Yeah.
So much fun.
It was amazing. And speaking of things that are awesome and so much fun, Winter Olympics. Right. Let's go with that. So I've been following it because the Winter Olympics has been exploding on my social media feeds because all those algorithms are like, people are queer. Ruby would love to see that.
Yeah.
So I've been seeing a lot about how there is, I think, the first ever openly queer athletes from the United States competed recently. Mm-hmm. And in fact, I think there was a very famous spat with one of them and Michael Pence, the vice president, who is notoriously anti-queer. But what I found out through, you know, digging real deep and then also just going onto the Bisexual Manifesto page on Gay Star News, was that the most successful or most celebrated LGBTI Winter Olympic athlete is a bisexual. She's a speed skater from the Netherlands. Irene Wüst. There are umlauts, those little dots over the U. And she is the most successful speed skater in Olympic history. So that's some serious bi excellence. And she's currently dating her fellow skater, Letitia De Jong. I imagine that they both just kind of like race each other around on the ice rinks a lot. That's just kind of how I imagine that relationship.
See, I was actually picturing something a little bit closer to Frozen and just romantic ice skating under the moonlight. And I'm just like, that is just absolutely beautiful.
It is.
A big capital B. It's just gorgeous.
Well, then they only got together near the end of last year. And Irene is actually one of the youngest Winter Olympians, Dutch Winter Olympians in history.
Oh, wow.
And so she's basically like, she is the most successful speed skater in Olympic history.
So she's still got a big bi career ahead of her.
She definitely does. And I would love to see some more stuff about her. I think it has been amazing, though, to see this huge amount of support given and like outpouring of love and people talking about how meaningful it has been for them to see, you know, gay men like doing ice skating, dancing?
Kind of. Ice dancing?
Figure skating?
Figure skating!
Ding, ding, ding! A Wednesday
ice, ice dancing.
Ice dancing is totally a thing. I'm not sure if it's different from figure skating.
Ice capades.
I think ice dancing is when you stand on the ice and like disco. And figure skating is actually a lot more coordinated and graceful. And
yeah. If you can do it well. If you can't, then it's none of those things. I still feel that, you know, at every time there's an Olympic sport, you should have, like, an average person try and do it first. Because I think we can kind of just, like, get numb to this idea that these people are performing at extremely high levels. Because they're like, oh, well, I could do that. Have an average person run, like, you know, next to Usain Bolt just so you can really understand.
We had that a very long time ago. There was a movie about it recently, but Eddie the Eagle demonstrating that somebody who has no training really isn't very good at ski jumping. He had a lot of enthusiasm.
But he's an eagle. He should have been able to nail that, just all that air.
He was named ironically.
My guest. Now, I've been doing a bit of... So we're going to jump off to another song right now, guys. Just to fix it up, we are going to be playing a bit one of those wonderful rare commodities and openly by guy, because unfortunately there's one of the lowest rates of coming out. It's only about 10% of guys who are bi who feel that they can come out openly. Don't worry, you can always come out with us, come out to us, whatever you want. We
or
love
come,
you.
Or come to a monthly discussion group in Melbourne where you can come out to a really nice group of people.
That's right. So that's the Bisexual Alliance of Victoria, which you can find out about through Google. They've also got a Facebook page. Now, I'm going to play you guys someone from a bisexual guy that I have been into since I was 16, and that is Brendan Urie from Panic at the Disco. So I hope you all enjoy this song, which is Girls, Girls, Boys. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more bi excellence. I couldn't find a thing of pun. I'm sorry. Anyway, please enjoy and stay tuned. We'll be right back after this break. That's right, this is Joy 94.9 and you are listening to Triple Bypass, the show for the Bi Plus community. My name is Ruby.
I'm James.
I'm Jess. And there's someone else here sitting next to me.
How are you there? You're not. So we have Jason, the host of Local Roots, which is the show that starts straight after us at 10.
Hey, guys.
So
hey,
good to have you.
Also known as the show that I listen to in the car on my drive home after doing this show.
Well, that means I hope you like it.
Yeah, absolutely. So Local Roots is all about, like, showcasing Aussie music, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I, as someone who gets to lift home with James, I also listen to the show in his car on the way home.
People are listening. I love that.
Yeah, so and so you, that was that's just re- how long have you been doing that? That's recent,
since
isn't it?
Since December, yeah. So it kind of took over another show called Bite Me Down Under, because we thought we need to get a bit more Australian music live to air with a focus of LGBTQI artists. So we are loving if anyone has any suggestions of music to send through, especially from your listeners as well. We'd love to certainly give it some airtime. We also love bringing some people into the studio and having a chat about their experiences and what music they love as well.
So, and how can they get in touch with you if they want to shoot you some suggestions?
So they can check our website, joy.org.au/localroots. Of course, localroots at joy.org.au is also the email address. I've literally spent the last couple of hours posting all of the last couple of weeks' shows. So if you want to catch up before, you've got about 10 minutes to do that.
Also, excellent podcasting. Can you speed listen? Is that a thing? Well, everything's on like Alvin and the Chipmunks. Just over and over with a slightly Australian accent. It's kind of how I'm imagining it. And so you come a bit of a way. So you're based down in Geelong.
Yeah.
And you actually have met the wonderful couple, the Coons, which you had on the show a few weeks ago, who helped form the Rainbow.
I met them when I first moved to Geelong. They started with the meetup group. And I went, I don't know anyone in Geelong. Why don't I go to that? And so went to a few different great events out there.
Yeah, no, awesome. But you were not there for the Rainbow Festival.
No, please don't judge me.
I couldn't make the
judgment.
I just
think it's
either.
Really ironic that you were back in Melbourne.
At the time where it's like, you missed it.
I think I was at Joy recording the show for last week. That's my excuse anyway.
That's what it was.
Stick by it. Stick with that one. We'll be our
definitely
allies.
Next year. I mean, there's some great venues popping up with some great, amazing events, like Piano Bar out there and stuff like that, that have got great events that we go to all the time. So
yeah, no, it looks like it was a really wonderful event. And just recently they had the drag grand finals in Tassie. So there's queer events popping up all over the country now, which is brilliant, which means that the party does not have to stop as long as you've either got a good car with decent gas mileage or a lot of frequent flyer points. You're set. It's all fun.
I suppose we're at a point now where the old thing about, you know, somebody who lives in the country and realises that they're queer, they don't have to move to the city anymore. Though they might still, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. But maybe you don't have to.
There's just more choices for food, generally. That's what it's
true. Is that a euphemism?
No, but it can be. If you want it, I guess. So what's coming up on the show tonight?
Oh, well, so much. I mean, I just love Australian music, so I'm really biased. So I can be like, oh, it's the best
show.
You're
biased?
Oh, very biased. have you guys heard of Cub Sport?
I actually have. I haven't heard a lot of their stuff, though.
Oh, my God, they're adorable. So they are representing our LGBTQI community tonight. They're actually traveling around the world. They're making it over in the US. And so they've released their latest tune called Good Guys Go. And they're just adorable. So you've got the two main guys that are dating, and then there's also a female in there as well. And I don't know if you have them on Snapchat. Their dogs are adorable as well, but no.
I feel like I'm too old for Snapchat. Is that a thing?
No.
Like, I just feel like I don't understand. Understand what the kids are doing. Instagram boggles my brain enough.
You're so old.
But if you do get Snapchat, so it's Cub Scouts. No, it's not Cub Scouts. It used to be Cub Sport.
And they have adorable dogs. No, I won't give you anything else away, but you can also check them out on Facebook.
But are the dogs in the music?
They actually made socks. You can buy socks with their dogs on them.
Oh my gosh.
That's the coolest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, you guys need to check it out. Now also there's a whole, so I love independent music. Mm-hmm. So while so those guys actually they produce and do their own stuff. Sarah Blasco, she's not quite independent, but hey, we love her stuff. This guy called Skypaint. I don't want to tell you all about it. You've got to listen to the show.
I was going
to
say, should we play one of the songs at the end of our show so we can get people hooked in?
We could definitely do that, but hey, it's up to you. But yeah, there's just, I mean, I can just talk about Australian music all night, so.
Well, look, we've all got our things that we're passionate about. I could definitely start being political, I think, as people start to say about
start being political.
That is deserved, yes, but... No, you didn't even have my feelings. It's just really honest.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say that's dessert. I'm like, oh, that sounds delicious.
Oh, I know.
It does sound good.
And it is. We've got a few warm days coming up. So, look, the last thing I want to talk about was I found this really great article that I thought we could just bring up, which was 5 ways to respond when people don't believe bisexuality exists. And I think this is honestly, we talked before, we got some of the lowest rates for coming out. So a lot of people have never met someone who is openly bi or openly pan or who defines themselves as queer and makes it clear that queer means more than, like, they're attracted to more than one gender.
Mm-hmm.
So I would love to hear everyone's feedback on these. So the first one is, remember you don't have to change their minds.
But I want to.
But remember you don't have to. too. So I think like this is a... So do you feel like going into conversations with anybody, Jason, it's like the whole thing of, you know, tell them what you think, but don't get stuck in when it's personal for you and it's not for them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if someone was like, I don't like Australian music, and you knew they did not care and you were getting really...
Don't you dare.
Remember, you don't
that
have
was too
to.
Personal.
Well, actually,
that
I'm doing personal. Training at the moment in family violence here in Melbourne. That's why I'm in Melbourne tonight. And mm-hmm. When we first started the training, they introduced the idea about pronouns.
Yeah.
And a lot of people were like, "What? Why are we doing that?" And yeah. it was just really interesting. It's like, is that a fight we really want to then push back on them? Because they just hadn't been exposed to it. So yeah. it's very much like, yeah, this is what we want to do. Fair enough, you don't think it's cool. But.
Well, the next one is, don't be defensive. Because generally it's not going to change people's minds. I think it's like, you know, it's a self-protection thing, hence the defense.
Mm.
But if, you know, you don't need to change their minds, and if you do want to, being like, you're wrong, don't say that.
And people often
Australian music is the best music in the world. How dare you say that to my face?
People often mistake defensiveness for aggression too. So if you respond defensively, they're going to think that you're up on a high horse and being aggressive about it. When
Australians
really,
hate
really
high
passionate.
Horses. Mm-hmm. We just don't like any of that stuff.
No. We like ponies.
We like
little stumpy-legged ponies.
Little Shetland ponies. Everyone has to be on the exact same level at all times. And number three is knowing the difference between ignorance and actual phobia. So like actual biphobia, which is basically that, you know, from what I hear, a lot of guys before they, when they are in the process of understanding, you know, if they're homosexual, will actually say they're bisexual for a little while. And so for a lot of guys, that's their experience of what bisexual means. It's a transition period. And so if that's all you've been exposed to, you might believe that's all it is. And so the whole, you know, buy now, gay later is legitimate as opposed to a load of crap.
Yeah, but then of course there's the thing that if somebody says, actually no, that's not a universal experience, and if you hear that a lot and still don't change your mind, well, that's when you cross the line over into biphobia.
And I think, you know, I always love to use the metaphor, you've probably heard it before, dear listeners, but if you want to crash at our house for a little while, you can sleep on the couch, but we live here, so when you leave, don't trash the joint. Thank you. That's all we ask. So I suppose there's that whole point of when you're kind of struggling against heteronormativity in society, it can take a little while just like kind of decode yourself, you know, from being like, oh, I've been told by literally every movie I see, every song I listen to, every television show I watch that I should be into this gender, and I'm trying to make that work for me.
I had a conversation with a friend this evening about I guess biphobia and ignorance and the difference between the two, and it was just a very interesting way to identify. It was simply the fact that this other person, when she was talking about her bisexuality, this other person was responding by asking questions and not necessarily giving definitions. I think that's a really distinguishable sort of way to tell the difference between the two.
Yeah.
So if people are coming at you with, you know, definitions that they've already got these preconceived ideas, that's generally where that's the biphobia coming in. Ignorance is generally like, you know,
so if someone says, I haven't heard any Australian music, but I assume it's old shit, and you can just be like, well, that's great. Well, Jason can just sort you out to listen to local roots, you're fine.
That's right.
You listen to all the good stuff. And number four is not needing their validation. Now, this one, the writer does say it's much easier said than done because you need to have some kind of other forms of bisexual identity validation around you to be comfortable.
Validation is nice.
Validation is nice, but you don't need it from strangers, I think was the point there. Mm. And I think it's just generally in life. Like, you know, now if you're told, you know, like I still tell, I wear badges, so I just kind of just come out through that constantly all the time. Yeah. But you don't need if everyone doesn't agree with it, that's fine.
But not even from strangers, even family and friends. At the end of the day, there is a wide community of bisexuals here, and if you do feel like you're needing some validation, seek them out. Like, there are so many in Melbourne.
We'll validate
how many,
you.
Do you have many bi spaces in Geelong? I don't know if you
do. No, there's not much. I mean, at Deakin there is, so there is some spaces. That, they're not very utilised, though.
Yeah.
But I think there's certainly an absolute with that group that's starting out there, Geelong Rainbow Inc.
Yeah.
You know, starting a few more events and spaces for that, which is great.
I think you know, it's hard to utilise a space and people are still kind of in the closet.
Yes.
Like that's one space they're utilising.
And people don't want to use a space that's not being used, so then everyone sort of steps back.
Who's going to be
first?
If you
all go and use
who's
it,
it'll
all get used.
Well, the last one is take a break from coming out to every person you meet.
But that's a lot of fun.
It's so much fun.
Oh, I love the look on people's faces.
I just like all the different t-shirts
surprise.
You can wear.
Yeah.
Just, and like, you know, I just have like the party poppers with the bi colours being like, bang, I'm bi, bang.
I say it like, you know, nonchalantly and just watch as they process the information. Oh, it's beautiful. Oh, it's so
great. Do you guys find that people are still like, oh my God, you're bi?
So generally people like response is less like, oh my God, it's more like either, oh yeah, okay, or oh, so you don't like non-binary people? That's a, that's become a more common response. It's like, you only like two? I'm like, no, that's not what it means. And so people are just like, oh, cool, awesome. And if it's like, you know, a really cute girl, she's like, oh, me too. And then we both just go off and chat. And then it's perfect.
Have tacos and sometimes, nachos, just Mexican in general.
Just like first you said was tacos. That was
I realized. I need to cover that.
We're just going to move. And also, unfortunately, though, and also if I mention I'm bi, and the guy would be like, oh, so you like... can you guess where I'm going to go with this? Can you guess?
I really like Netflix and chill.
I defs do by myself.
And a taco.
And a taco. Now, guys, a taco or a sausage roll or both, depending on what I'm feeling like.
You're just so hungry, Ruby.
Sausage roll taco.
I'm also really thirsty. Can you tell? Anyway, guys, we're going to be leaving the show right there. So coming up next is Jason with Local Roots. As you can tell, he knows his stuff.
I like to pretend that I do anyway sometimes.
And he pretends for an hour on this very radio station. So stay tuned for that. It's coming up right after these short messages. Thank you so much for tuning in again. We'll be back next week. Now, next week is the Representation Hour with Jen Piper, who'll be going over some famous bisexual characters. And also on Sunday, James and I will be doing a breakfast show to help Joy's coverage of the Mardi Gras Festival.
Wow.
That's right. So that will be, I think, that's on the first off. Sunday. Is it? It is on the 4th of March at 7 a.m. on a Sunday. So
the things we do for you people.
That's happening. So please
send
tune
coffee.
In.
Send coffee.
Send us all your love and validation. Thank you so much for listening, guys. This has been Triple Bypass. You're listening to Joy. Stay tuned and enjoy your evening.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.